Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you because we know that this is the day that you've made, Father God. And we will decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day, Father God, of miracles. That this day will be a day, Father God, that your presence will be felt and known, Father God. That this day will be a day, Father God, of angelic visitations. That this day will be a day, Father God, of divine healing, Father God. We thank you even now. We decree and declare, Father God, peace and serenity begins to encompass your people, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that miracles and new ideas, Father God, are touching your people, Father God. We thank you even now for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that divine healing will take place in our minds, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that favor will begin to hit our accounts, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, prosperity. We decree and declare, Father God, that we'll begin to have dreams and dream dreams and have visions, Father God. We thank you even now for your company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for your word. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together in agreement in prayer again, Father God. Thank you that your presence is with us. We thank you, Lord, even in advance for answered prayers that we have been lifting up and that we are lifting up, Father God. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for victories and continued testimonies in each one of our lives, Lord God. Help us to guard our hearts and minds in you, Lord God, and stand on your word and the promises in your word and align our thoughts, our hearts, and our whole attitudes and words with your word and your will, Father God. Continue to draw us to your presence, Lord God, that we will have that communion with you, Lord God, in an intimate and regular way, Lord God. We will have that relationship, that close relationship with you, Father God. And thank you, Father, for clarity, for continued focus and direction, that you are moving us forward even when we don't see the whole picture, Lord. Thank you for strength to stand in faith and continue to persevere and run the race. Thank you for continued tenacity to move toward your will, Lord God, and not allow circumstances or anything else to hinder. And even help us to walk in your peace, Lord God. Bring restoration of peace, Lord God, where peace might have been stolen from us to an extent, Lord God. Bring restoration of healing and finances, provision, Lord God, to your people, Lord God, that we would have the provision and also just the resources, Lord, to be busy doing what you have given us to do. Sometimes we can be hardest on ourselves, Lord God. Help us to be at peace, Lord God, in the process, Lord God, have a gentle attitude towards ourselves and others as well, Father God, without judgment, and just allow you to continue to mold and shape us, Lord God, and continue to have your way, Lord God. Direct our steps as you move us forward into the things you have for us, into the increase you have for us, the prosperity, the abundance, and even put a new expectation and excitement in our hearts, Lord God, a new joy for what you have ahead, the promises that you have ahead for us, Father. And I lift up the Kelly family, Lord, as the service happens tomorrow, Lord God. Be with the family. Let them sense your presence in a mighty way, Father God. Let your peace reign throughout this whole situation. And let there even be a joy, Lord, with memories and just family and friends, Lord God, that come together, and let them be surrounded with your love and presence. And Lord, continue to be with Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebernard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah, and the Jordan family as well, Lord God, as you continue to globalize the prophetic, continue to bring wisdom and insight, Lord God, and direct the path that you would have us all go, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, that through your blood, Lord Jesus, we come. Lord, that we can enter, Lord, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts, my God, with praise, decreeing and declaring, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, Father, and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit in the midst of us, Father. We thank you that, God, you in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you for your blood, my God, that will never lose its power, Father, that is the covering the homes, covering our families, covering, Father, every member of the family, of the body of Christ, even now, underneath your blood, Father. And we thank you for your angels that will continue and camp around about us, Father. Lord, and bringing divine deliverance, bringing divine protection, Father. Bringing divine, Lord, ministering angels that will minister strength, Lord, to those who are weak tonight, Father. For you said, let the weak say they are strong, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Father, for joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you for the Archbishop Ebernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that, Father, you're pouring in the oil of your anointing, Father, afresh revelation, Father, that proceeds from you, the mysteries, Father, that you are, Lord, causing, my God, to be unfold and be revealed, Father, even the dark things and the deep things, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for ordering their steps in your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien and Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Father, that you are strengthening, you are renewing their youth continually in old age, Father, that you'll be the front word and rear word, even the Jordan family and the Berrien family in its entirety, Father, that you're touching even tonight, and Father, you're covering and your shield of protection, Father, even as your word declares, he that dwelleth, my God, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for being that pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by by day, Father, that the sun will not smite us by day and the moon by night. We thank you for your protection, Father. We thank you for your grace and your favor resting upon each and every one of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, a divine insight and, Lord, a divine provision, Father, for the globalization of the prophetic. Be also, Lord, with the Kelly families in a very special way, Father. Continue to let your grace abound in every area of their life, my God. And we thank you, Father, for being, Lord, their Jehovah Jireh in every area of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection. Lord, you are Jehovah Nisi, your bloodstained banner over his love. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, divine insight and divine protection, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God. We thank you, Lord God, for your revelation and understanding of your word. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you search our hearts. God, turn the searchlight on tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to wash us clean and wash us thoroughly, Lord God, and remove everything that would block and hinder the flow of your power in our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you teach us how to suffer. Teach us how to endure. Teach us how to hold our peace and allow you to fight our battles. Teach us, Lord God, give us the wisdom, Lord God, to humble ourselves and to allow what you have allowed to take place and allow us, Lord God, to shine in the midst of every storm and let our character prove worthy of your name on our lives, God. Let us operate with the level of integrity and character that pleases you in all that we do, Lord God. And we pray in the name of Jesus for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We pray their strength. We pray their divine covering and divine protection in all that they do, God. We stand against the enemies of our faith, and we decree and declare victory and divine protection. We reroute every demonic attack back to the sender, 100-fold return, until they repent, God. We ask, Lord God, that you fulfill your word in allowing your hand to be seen on our and strong on our behalf, Lord God. For you decreed in your word, God, that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And, Lord God, we reroute every demonic attack in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord God, that your blood cover each of us on this call and every family that's represented. And we bless you, Lord God, for our elders. We decree strength and healing, Lord God. We stand against dementia and Alzheimer's and every aged infirmity, Lord God. We decree and declare that our elders are renewed. Their strength is renewed like the eagles, Lord God. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for your mercy, God, for your healing, your protection, God, for your provisions, God. You are our Jehovah Yireh, and we thank you, we love you, we praise you. Now I ask you, God, to look upon my family, God. Remember them, those who might be in need, who are in need of your strength and of your peace, God. And I thank you for the opportunity to pray on tonight, on this morning, God. Thank you for this new day that you have made. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God, and for those who are listening. And I ask you to bless them, protect them, keep them, prosper them. And the people on the line who are seeking answers, seeking your covering, God, I ask you to bless them and keep them, protect them, give them the desires of their hearts as they serve you, Lord. And I thank you for your mercy and your goodness, God. And I ask you, Lord, when I don't know what to pray, teach me Teach me what to pray, God. God, you said that men should always pray and not faint, and that when we don't know what to pray, your Spirit would give us the utterance. So I thank you, God, for teaching me, even as I get on this call every night, teach me even more how to pray in your will, God. And I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your long-suffering with me and your patience. And God, I ask for healing for my body and strength. And I thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives, God. Now, yes, please remember our elderly people and bless them. Yes, keep away the diseases that would come upon the elderly, senility, dementia, Alzheimer's, God. Touch them in a mighty way. Remember my sister, Geraldine Fair, and remember Mother Jordan, Mother Berrien, God, and remember the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and touch Prophetess Deborah's voice, her vocal cords, and anything that is out of joint in her body right now, God. I ask you to heal her, protect her, and keep her safe. And I thank you, God, for your mercy. And thank you, God, for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that goes beyond understanding upon our lives. Lord, tonight, Lord God, we pray for the peace in our homes, Lord God, peace within our relationships, Lord God. We pray that your will be done, that your presence be felt in these relationships. Lord, and I pray for peace over this country, peace over this world, Lord God. We pray for peace against world terrorism, Lord God, the things that are taking place around this country and the fear that's being instilled upon people around this world. Lord, we just pray that your love and your kindness and your grace be felt even in times of now, Lord God, where we do not know what is going on, but we know that we serve a mighty God, and we pray that your presence be felt even around the world right now. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, Lord God. We pray that the emptiness and the void that is felt, Lord God, be filled with your grace, be filled with your mercy, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for peace of mind, Lord, for each and every one of us, for things that we do not understand, areas that we have a concern, a headache and heartache. Lord God, I pray that we would feel your peace, knowing that it is already done, that you walk before us, Lord God, and as we move in this journey called life and destiny, Lord God, that we would come to realize, Lord, that the pieces of the puzzle are already put together. So we thank you even now, Lord God, for traveling first, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would take us to and fro our destination, Lord God, that we would continue to walk in the steps that you've ordered for our lives, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that our prayers be felt and heard even now in this season, Lord God, that miracles and breakthroughs be our portion, Lord God. I pray even now, Lord God, for peace within businesses and peace within occupations and peace within workplaces, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to guide us and direct us, and the Holy Spirit be with us, Lord God. We thank you. We lift up our leaders, our shepherds, even now in this season, Lord God. We pray for traveling mercy for all those who are traveling to New York right now, Lord God, and tomorrow, Lord God, as we celebrate life, Lord God. We thank you that the prophets, Lord God, continue to have a voice, continue to have a word in this time and in this season, Lord. I pray that it all comes to great manifestation in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you for this morning, Father. We thank you for another day that we have had to share together, Father, a chance and an opportunity to make an impact on the globe, Lord, to show our love and appreciation for the gift of life, Father. Lord, we thank you for all those that are on this call, Lord. We thank you for the discipline, Lord, that this is creating in us, Lord, the strength, Lord, that it is creating spiritually, mentally, physically amongst our community, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can hold our heads proud knowing that we do what is asked among us in the Spirit, Lord. We do what is asked among us to celebrate our faith in Christianity and our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to demonstrate this appreciation for what you have done for us, Father. And we just bring mental health, Lord, into the picture this evening, Father. We thank you for the strength of all of us mentally, Lord, no matter what stress it is that is upon us, Father, you have given it to us, for us to bear, for us to call it good, and for us to make miracles out of it, Father. So we thank you for strength in our mental capacities, Lord, that we know it's not easy, Lord, but you know what? We know we can do it with you, Father. We know that the laborers are few, but the rewards are many, Father. So continue to have us labor strong and long, Lord, because we know that in this season it is called for us to be in abundance. It is called for us to be in wealth and health, Father. And we thank you for all the parents on the phone call today, Lord. Let the parents feel appreciated, Lord, for all of their sacrificing and their caring for children, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the many days where maybe they went without so that their children could have, Father. And, Lord, even the younger parents on the phone call, Lord, let us demonstrate the same level of love that our mothers and fathers demonstrated to us with our children, Father. And, Lord, those areas where we see opportunity to even improve on the lives and the parenting of our ancestors, Lord, let us be able to instill that into our children, Father, and give our children everything that they need to grow and to be productive and to be thought movers and game changers in this society and this age, Lord. We just thank you for this space, Lord, to just get everything out, get our prayers out there with our fellow prophets, Lord, so that they be heard loud and clear, Lord, and that each and every prophet carries the prayer of each and every other prophet together and to manifest those prayers in this earthly realm, Father. We thank you for this space of prayer and togetherness. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Father, I thank you right now that your word will not return unto us void in this season, Father. I thank you that as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that you would add all things to us. I thank you for doing exceedingly far abundantly above all that we can ask or think in this hour, Lord God. I thank you that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and added no sorrow in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we are blessed beyond measure. I pray a hedge of protection around us and our loved ones and our family members, Father. I thank you that the blood of Jesus covers us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that all of our debts are paid in full. Our cars are paid in full, Lord God. Our homes are paid in full. And I also thank you for debt cancellation in this hour, Lord God. I thank you for giving seed to the sower and bread for our food and multiplying the seed that we sow in this hour, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to provide in this season for all of us from the sound of my voice, Lord God. I also lift up the Kelly family in this season, Lord God. I pray your peace. I pray your comfort. I pray, Lord God, the joy of the Lord will be in the midst of them in this season. Father God, in Jesus' name, I lift up Archbishop Ebenhard Jordan and Pastor Deborah, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them and hold their hands up in this hour. Father God, I thank you for divine protection around them and their family in this season. I pray for my family, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, you shall show them to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. Every curse causes will not stick, Lord God. And I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. I thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for letting us see another day, another time, another moment that we all gather together glorifying and praising your name in this prayer, midnight prayer cry, oh God. And God, I want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for protection, God. I thank you, God, for your hedges protection over us and our family, God. I thank you for your blood covering our home and our loved ones that surround us. I thank you for this ministry, oh God, and every office in this ministry, God. I thank you, oh God, for this whole body of Zoe. I thank you, God, for our families, God, and everyone on this line, oh God, and their family, oh God. And, oh, God, I want to thank you, God, for getting given us peace in our neighborhoods and in our communities, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for giving us power and strength to continue to move on in our journey, oh God. I thank you, God, that you are a finisher, God, and you finish what you start, God. I thank you, God, for because you never lost a battle, oh God. And I thank you, God, that truly you are the air that we breathe, oh God. And I thank you, God, for may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable. And God, your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer, oh God. And I thank you, God, that just your healing power and your healing grace and healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our foot, oh God. And I thank you, God, for making a crooked road straight, God. And I thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. And God, help those who don't know you, you know who they are, God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, God. You know the ones right now, God, that's crying out for help, but don't know how to tell you, don't know what to say, God. Oh, God, help them that you may lead them to someone, God, one of your people, to help them, to pray for them, God. And even right now, we are praying for them in your name, oh, God. And, oh, God, we want to say thank you, God. We want to give you our honor and glory, God. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life and ordering our step, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment you shall condemn, O God. And we want to thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. We want to thank you. We love you, God, and give you our honor and praise in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time together. We thank you for love. We thank you for family, even now, Father God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our elders, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your compassion. Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps as we come and as we go, Father God. Protect us and lead us and guide us, even now, Father. Father, we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. I love you. And Father, allow a fresh wind of peace to be bestowed upon each and every one of us in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And now in the mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor Matt Green.
Father God, we thank you right now for your love. We thank you, Father God, for this conference prayer call, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we will bless you at all times and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth, Father God. And we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God, that you will give us even today the peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that as we cry out, we realize that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ears are open unto our cry. And Father God, as we cry out and we petition you tonight, Father God, we know that you hear each and every one of us, God. But Father God, begin to hasten, hallelujah, the prayer requests and hasten even healings and deliverance in the lives of your people, God, and breakthroughs and turnarounds, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree miracles. I decree it right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to go before us to make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, what we can't do, you do it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, begin to help us to begin to master love and master the spirit of peace and master the spirit of joy and long-suffering, temperance, meekness, humbleness, kindness for one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're causing a lift for your people, God. You are the lift of our head, God. And Father God, I thank you right now that you will make us the head and not the tail. You'll put us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their neighborhoods and even their city right now. Our children, as they get out for summer, God, protect and shield them. Encamp your holy angels around them. Let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and her beloved family and grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, in the name of Jesus. We right now thank you for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan. We cover her right now with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you right now for Mother Pastor Prophetess Mary Barron right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her and her entire family right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for every prophet that is on this line. I thank you, Father God, that you are opening up doors for them like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in this season that you are beginning to encamp your angels around Prophetess Gloria Jean Kelly and her daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, and prevail that in that home right now, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of Jehovah Shalom rest in that home right now, in the name of Jesus. God, put your loving arms around that family right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, give us a high time for that home going, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the unity and the love that you brought us all together, God, even as a prophetic family, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for his life right now, Prophet Downing Keller. We thank you, Father God, for him right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for total victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Company of Prophets. I know we're over our time. Just want to let everyone know that we'll be back here at 9 a.m. We also have Pop Life Radio at 12 noon today. I want to thank you all, and everyone have a good night, and God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless you. Good night.